You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And the weekend is a wonderful time to curl up with a book, after you have listened to the show, of course. And it seems Americans love romance novels. This billion-dollar industry makes up a third of the U.S. fiction market, and 92% of romance readers prefer print, which is good news for these sisters in Los Angeles.
Hello!
Welcome! To the Ripped Goddess.
That sounded so fake.
I know.
That was weird. Okay.
I'm Leah Koch.
And I'm Bea Koch.
And this is Fitzwilliam Waffles, our dog. And the three of us are the owners of the Ripped Bodice bookstore in Culver City, California, which is the only exclusively romance bookstore in the Northern Hemisphere. We divide our store into four major subgenres. So we have contemporary, historical, hopefully self-explanatory, paranormal section, and then an erotica section.
A romance reader is a very unique reader. They are some of the most loyal readers amongst all readers. They buy not one copy, but two copies. They buy the ebook. They send a copy to their moms or their friends, and they'll talk about it on Twitter and anywhere they can find people who will listen to them. And that's the kind of reader you want and the kind of customer a bookstore really wants.
All right, you're all set. Have a great day.
So we're over here in the contemporary section. And then within that, we have even smaller sections. So we have the suspense. We have LGBTQ+. We have young adults. All different. Anything you could possibly want, there probably exists a romance about it.
We want to encourage other bookstore owners to stock this genre because it's such a financial juggernaut and can really make so much money for them. It's difficult. So much romance comes out. Independently published, small press published, and then the big presses. So it's very difficult to stay on top of what's new and fresh and what people are really responding to.
Paranormal in particular has a lot of different things under that umbrella. Witches, vampires, shifters, which is anyone that can turn into a different animal. Werewolves would fall under that category. We actually change our physical space quite frequently. We hear from customers that they're interested in this new subgenre that's getting more attention. And that tells us that we need to pull that out, that we need to highlight that and get some more offerings in, for instance, space romance. It's very popular right now. And now we have a whole section of aliens and spaceships.
Six of our 10 bestsellers last year were books by women of color. And that is just a number that you cannot ignore. We really want to see the big names in romance putting out books by Black women, women of color, women who are not the typical romance novel heroine that we've been seeing for years.
Yeah. We started the State of Racial Diversity in Romance Publishing Report. It's come out twice so far. It'll be annually, which measures how many books by authors of color 20 major romance publishers are putting out every year. And the numbers are pretty abysmal.
But there's a very famous Pew study that says the most likely person in the United States to read a book cover to cover is a Black woman who's gone to college. The books flying off the shelves, the ones that people are desperate to get their hands on, the ones that they come in the day they're released, are frequently something different and something that they haven't seen before. Alyssa Cole being an excellent example, her new book, A Princess in Theory, is so fresh.
And it has a beautiful Black couple on the cover. And
we could not keep it in stock. Yeah. For weeks, it was literally flying off our shelves.
That story was produced by Paulina Velasco. You heard Bea and Leah Koch recommending Alyssa Cole's writing. So we decided to get her on the line from her home in Martinique. Alyssa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
One of the things I'm fascinated about with your books is you often set things in deep historical moments. When we think about An Extraordinary Union, it's part of a romance trilogy set during the Civil War. Describe kind of why you do that and what way you think that sets your books apart.
I do it for a few reasons, I guess. I always loved historical romances, but in general, they did not feature anyone who looked like me. For the most part, there have, of course, been other authors writing, like, you know, Beverly Jenkins, who is like the queen of African-American historical romance. A lot of it is me coming across an event and saying, I didn't know that happened, or I didn't know people like this existed, or I didn't know they were doing that. And what if they were doing that and also falling in love?
You know, I'm curious about the role of the internet sort of in your career. This idea of fanfic and sort of collaborative communities. Do you think that having different internet avenues out there kind of allows marginalized writers to crack open the doors of the publishing world a little bit?
Oh, definitely. I would say that the internet has been a huge, huge boon for marginalized authors. One of the ways that I got started, I started reading a website called Literotica. As you can tell, there is erotica there. But one of the draws, one of the attractions was that there was a section where you could find stories about women of color and Black women. And I was like, okay, this is something that, you know, I was able to sometimes find it on Amazon, which is another thing that has been a boon to authors of color and from other marginalized groups, self-publishing. But so I started seeing these, you know, reading these stories and saying, okay, well, maybe I should start trying to get serious about writing since it's something that I've wanted to do. And, you know, kind of being inspired by these people who were posting week after week. So the internet is really allowing people to find and create content and ways to publish and get that content out to readers.
Well, that brings me to the idea of kind of building networks. You were featured in a story on BuzzFeed that talked about Kensington Publishing and sort of having a network where you are in many ways supported by other Black women. How important do you think that has been to your success?
I think it's been really integral. I will say it hasn't only been Black women, just authors from different marginalized groups really try to help each other. And In my mind, there's room for everyone. Which is why I think that the lack of inclusive romance in traditional publishing is an issue, because there are readers for pretty much anything you could publish.
Yeah, everybody falls in love.
Yeah, exactly.
The Romance Writers of America, the trade group, did some studies on who is reading romance in 2017. And one of the big takeaways was that romance is being read by lots of younger emerging readers. And I guess I wonder, when you are working, do you think about your audience in that way? Or are you thinking, I'm in love with this story and I'm going to craft something that feels, you know, organic to that?
I guess thinking about those people is organic to my writing. Because in a way, you know, every story I'm writing is in a way something that I wish I had had when I was younger, or even right now. You know, maybe some 15-year-old or 16-year-old will pick this up and read this and hopefully maybe feel the same way that I felt the first time I picked up a romance novel with a Black heroine.
Alyssa Cole is an award-winning romance writer, and her latest book is A Princess in Theory. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ready to dig into some romance novels? Well, we got Alyssa Cole to give us a few recommendations. Check them out at marketplace.org.